just don't think they actually realise a good thing when they have it.
They just scored. Sorry.
We haven't scored now. We haven't set piece.
Absolutely right.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Balls Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Monday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Ireland make a dream start to the WXV1 in Vancouver. Jack Conan is linked with a move to France, and Orji Snyman is finally poised to make his Leinster debut. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today.
10 years ago, Ireland pulled off one of the great rugby upsets, and now a new generation of Irish stars have done the same. An historic result for this Irish team. They've worked and worked. What a performance. Ireland 29. New Zealand 27. A famous victory for Irish rugby.
Yes, indeed. Ireland made a dream start to the WXV1 in Vancouver overnight with a 29-27 bonus point victory over New Zealand. Erin King's late try brought Ireland parity in Quebec, with Donna O'Brien's conversion sealing the win. That was King's second try following her introduction for Aoife Dalton 9 minutes after the break. Aoife Wafer scored a pair of first-half tries, and her overall performance was duly rewarded with player of the match. The flanker spoke to our friends at Irish Rugby after the match.
Aoife, describe your emotions after that one. An incredible performance, an incredible victory to kick off WXV here for the team.
Yeah, it's pretty indescribable, to be honest. Like, I think it'll definitely take a little while for this to set in, because we still have a big few weeks ahead, and we're now competing in WXV1, so we got Canada up next and then USA. But I suppose for me, like, as a kid growing up in rugby, I've dreamed of this day. I've dreamed of facing the Haka, I've dreamed of beating the All Blacks and the Black Ferns, and we've done that here today. So yeah, I'm so proud of everyone in our squad.
It was such a massive squad effort, 1-23, and as you mentioned, all the players here and at home as well. But what about your own performance? Another player of the match performance, 2 tries in the first half. Describe that for us.
I suppose the girls like to give me the ball a little bit, and I just put my head and try run through a brick wall for them. So yeah, I'll do anything for the team, and if that means tucking up the jumper and running into somebody, I'll do that. But I think, like, the back three were doing brilliant on pulling their wingers out and creating a bit more space for me. So yeah, it was just run straight from there.
And a historic victory, but as you mentioned, only the start. 2 massive weeks now ahead for the team.
Yeah, 2 big weeks. Like, we've Canada up next, who bet the Black Ferns over in the Pac 4 there earlier this year. So we'll take them on first, and then we'll go to USA, who put up a really good fight against England today. So yeah, we've big weeks coming up, and we're here to compete.
Head coach Scott Beamond was asked afterwards what he thought was the key to Ireland's victory.
I think the belief in one another and the connections with each other. I think, look, we've brought some new coaches in, and I'm delighted to see their work come to fruition. You know, we've invested in our pack. We wanted more from our set piece against a strong New Zealand team tonight. You know, it wasn't all perfect, but we were able to drive them. We were able to hold our own in the scrum, and the sort of kicking game that really can only come to life if you can defend high up the pitch. So we put them in the positions that we wanted to, and I think it's pretty reflective, really, of where we've put our work. So, you know, the forwards piece with Connors, the defensive piece with Hugh, and then the girls bringing it to life.
Captain Edel McMahon says Ireland always believed they could pull off a result this morning.
Unbelievable feeling, but the group had a massive belief all week. Like what Scott said, we believe in what we're doing. We believe in the connections that we have with each other. We believe in the staff. We work really, really hard off pitch, and we work even harder on pitch. We're competing every training session. So that's, you know, for us, that just validates exactly what we're doing. And we couldn't be more proud of the girls.
Next up for Ireland is Canada, the side ranked 2nd in the world on Saturday in Langley. The tournament hosts began their campaign with a 7-try, 46-24 win over France, and Beamon says Ireland will need to prepare for Canada accordingly.
Yeah, look, we're starting to build our pressure moments against Tier 1 opposition, and we just, you know, not get ahead of ourselves. We've won a game. It's a really big moment for this group. It's a really big moment for Irish women's rugby. But we've got to keep going after it. There's 2 games left to come. So we're going to enjoy it, but we're going to keep going after the next 2 games.
Next up today, Jack Conan has been linked with a move to Racing 92. The Leinster number 8 has been identified as a potential replacement for Sia Khaleesi, who left the Parisian club a year into a 3-year deal. According to Rugby Pass, any move for Conan would only happen at the end of this season. I asked Leinster senior coach Jacques Nienaber this afternoon if transfer talk like that surrounding Conan becomes a talking point within the group.
The thing is, these athletes are professional, you know. So obviously, I will be surprised, and they're at the top of their game, you know. So I'll be surprised if there isn't a club that will reach out to them, and he will. He's certainly not the first one, and he will certainly not be the last one. So I think it is what it is. I mean, they are professional enough to keep their heads focused on the task at hand, and if Jack gets selected, he's next task will be to play against Benetton and put in and back up the quality performance that he's put in over the next over the last two weeks, and I think that's where they are, like they're professional. I think back at my situation when I announced I'm coming to Leinster, and it was in March, and we still needed a rugby championship and a World Cup to perform. I mean, I think as a coach, as a player, as a professional, you make a decision or not make a decision, but you must stay with the task at hand, which is your next job.
Orji Snyman is in line to make his Leinster debut in this Saturday's URC fixture away to Benetton. The lock has been sidelined with a foot injury sustained while on duty with the Springboks. Nienaber says Snyman was close to being considered for Friday's win over the Dragons at the Aviva, but is on track to appear this coming weekend.
Yeah, Orji is going well. We hope that we could maybe get him in round two last weekend, but we didn't want to rush it too much, you know. So yes, he had a good training today, so he looks comfortable like he did last week, but we just managed his load and his return to play according to the guidelines we got from the medical team. So hopefully everything goes well for him this weekend, and I'm sure he's very keen to play.
From Racing, we switch to the 16th Arrondissement of Paris, and Stade Francais have taken decisive action after their poor start to the top 14. Saturday's 30-16 defeat away to Pau means Stade have won just once in their first four games of the season. Ultimately, that poor start has cost Karim Ghezal his job as head coach just 11 months into his reign. His role at Stade had been diminished by director of rugby Laurent Labbé, with whom he left the French coaching staff after the World Cup. Despite Stade reaching the semi-finals of last season's top 14, Labbé had taken team selection duties away from Ghezal. Labbé was a presence also on the training pitch along with former France scrum half Morgan Parra. And with Ghezal now out of the picture, former England coach Paul Gustard will take an increased role, having worked as defence coach with Stade since 2022. That move could stave off an approach for Gustard to rejoin Steve Borthwick's England staff. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.